We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Nun Dal Ramad Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top, Ve'inu Kaman Savrua. We learned that Ula and Rabba, they didn't want to be Maida to Rav Abba. Rav Abba said that you only make a bracha of Beirei Meirei Eish, the bracha on Eish, only Matzah Shabbos, but not Matzah Yom Kippurim. Taisus spoke out on the end of the Taisus Nun Gimel Beis that there's no bracha Birchas Hanenin when you make a bracha on fire. He asked, "Lachar, why do you make a bracha every time I see the Eish? Because you now be nena from my own without the bracha." Taisus answers, "Only if your gufa is nena, but other hanaz you don't make a bracha. So you don't make a bracha stamos. It's a special bracha on Matzah Shabbos by Meirei Eish. Why? Because the Eish was created, the fire was created Matzah Shabbos, and they held." And Rav Abba held that's only Matzah Shabbos, not Matzah Yom Kippurim, because the Eish was not created, fire was not created, Matzah Yom Kippurim. Who do they hold like? Ula and Rabba hold that even Matzah Yom Kippur make a bracha. Who do they hold like? Inu Kavan Savrua, Ki Hodam Rabbi Yom Bar Yafis on Rabbi Yechonon. Mevarchim ala Ar, Bein Matzah Shabbos, Bein Matzah Kippurim. You make a bracha Sai Matzah Shabbos and Sai Matzah Yom Kippurim on a Eish Vechein Amadabar. That's Taka the Minig of everyone that we make a bracha of Bar Yom Eish, even on Matzah Yom Kippur. It says in the Brisa, "Ein mevarchem ala or elav matzah Shabbos hoyul v'tchilas b'riyasehu." The kibun shiroyim mevarch miyad. The Brisa says you only make a bracha on Eish, on fire, only on matzah Shabbos, since that's when it was created. And when do you make the bracha? When I see it, I make the bracha. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, no, sorry to alakoyis. You don't make a bracha the first time you see the Eish matzah Shabbos. You sorry to alakoyis when you make havdalah. That is when you make the bar mer Eish. But the Machlekes just says when to make a bracha. But everyone agrees in this Braisa that you only make a Matzah Shabbos. For Am Rabbi Yechonon, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechonon himself says, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, that you only make it Matzah Shabbos. It says, Ein Mevarchem Alar El Matzah Shabbos. So he passed like Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So what's Pshat in those, an Ula and Rabba hold, that even Rabbi Yechonon holds, and they brought them from Yom Yafis, also brought them from Riechanan. Then Mavarchim al Arbe, Matzah Shabbos, and Tzikburim, and the Gemara Pasha Teres, like Kasha. Kam Ba'ar Shashavas, Kam Ba'ar Hayetim and Aetim and Avonim. The law is that Matzah Yom Kippurim, you can't use an Eish that's being created right now. That's for Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Yom Kippur, the only type of Eish you can make a bracha, and is a Ner Shashavas. What's Ner Shashavas? It means it was not lit on. It was Shavas. It was lit the whole entire Yom Kippur, and it wasn't lit on Yom Kippur but Isser. So how is that possible? So Rashi gives a few examples. Either you lit it from before Yom Kippur, or it was lit on Yom Kippur for a Yoledes, someone who had a baby, or a Chayla, because there it's Mutta to light. Then it's called Ner Shavas. Mashma from Taisvis. If a Goy lit it on Yom Kippur, that is not called Ner Shavas. Ner Shavas means a Ner that rested, didn't do Malacha. So that's the only type of Ner you're allowed to use on Yom Kippur. Because why do you light a Ner Matzah Yom Kippur? To show that the whole Yom Kippur you weren't allowed to light a Ner. You weren't allowed to have a Ner, light a Ner. So therefore, we light one Matzah Yom Kippurim. And that, you have to use Dafka Ner Shashavas. So that's the answer to the Stira. The only time you make a bracha on Ner that was created, Eish that was created, is only Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Yom Kippurim is Dafka Ner Shashavas. And we'll show this idea again. Tani Chal, the one bride says, Or Hayyitzim Na'itzim Ravon Mavarach Malav. An or that you make a bracha. But Tani Chal, the aim of Mavarach Malav. So what's going on? Do you make a bracha or not? Like Kashu, Kam Matzah Shabbos, Kam Matzah Yom Kippurim. Matzah Shabbos, you can make a bracha even for a light a match and create a fire. Matzah Yom Kippurim, no. So look more about it. The Rebbe Mefazron. Rebbe, when he used to make Bermer Eish, he didn't make it on the Kais. He made it when he saw the fire. And then when he brought him the Kais, and they made a bracha then, he broke a psalm and made a bracha then. It wasn't all at one time. Rav Chia Mechantzim, used to do it together. On the kois, Bar Priyagof, and he did it together Bar Priyagof, and he did the Bar Mer Eish and Bar Minim Psalm like we do. Omer Vitzi Bar Avdimi, Ava Bitsi Rebbe Mefazron, even though Rebbe was Mefazir, that means when he saw the Eish made a bracha, Choyze Vesoydun ala kois, Yelohitzi Bonam Rebeisa. Again, when he made Vavdal again, he said it again in order to be Moitzi, his children, and his wife. So Ritva is Medayik two things from here. First of all, he has a kasha l'chayro. When you make a brichas anenin, if you already made a bracha, you can't make a bracha again. So how do you make a bracha again of Barimina v'samim, he's asking on. You already made a bracha of Barimina v'samim. So how do you make it again just to be mighty to other people? Brichas anenin, you can't mighty someone else. If you make a mighty, you can't mighty someone else for a mighty, even though they didn't have it. There's no arvis on a brichas anenin. So he mutches with that. He says, since I'm smelling it again, it's not a bracha l'adala. Another thing is daik mir that a lady is chayiv in havdalah because it says bonav mnebeisa. Mnebeisa usually means your wife. So it's another diyak. It's big shaylev. If ladies are chayiv in havdalah, you want the ritva, wants to be daik from here that ladies are chayiv in havdalah. Zogt the Gemara, what are we saying over here in our whole sugya? That Matzah Shabbos, fire was created Matzah Shabbos. And that's why you make a bracha of every race. For our Matzah Shabbos, every was the or created on Matzah Shabbos. For a time, went to the Rai Sassar Advarim. Nivru of Erev Shabbos. 10 things were created Erev Shabbos. Bein HaShmashos. Right before Shabbos. Elohein. Be'er, which is the Be'er Shemiriam, the where the Yidin got the water in the Midbar. Vahamon. And the monk, the Keshes, that's a rainbow of a Ksav Umichtov, which Rashi learns for the second shot. Ksav means the Tsuris Oisios, and Michtov means the pen that they used to scratch out the Oisios and the Luchos. The Haluchos, and the Luchos himself was created. The Kivrish of Moshe, the burial place of Moshe, which is hidden. Umaarosh Omad by Moshe Valyo, and the Ma'ara, where Moshe and Elyo were hidden while Hashem's Kavod passed by. Psichas Piyasan, the mouth of the Chamar that talked to Bilam, Psichas Piyaretz, and the mouth of the ground that swallowed up, the Vloya HaShasham, that swallowed up Karech of Adasai. So these 10 things were created Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Chemia in Mishmavav, Afa Or Vaparet, also fire and a mule were created Erev Shabbos. Like Rashi says, there's no Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. Pered, a mule, was not created, according to this Braisa, from just putting together a horse and a donkey. It was a creation by itself. It was made Erev Shabbos, Ben HaShmashos. But Rabbi Chemia says, oh, the fire also. Rishaya in Mishmavav, Af Ha'ayil Vashomer, the Ayil of Avram Avinu that showed up by the Akedah and the Shamir, which is a certain worm that used to crack the stones, also was created Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Ma'af HaTzeves, the tweezers also, the metal tweezers, also they call tongues, were created also Erev Shabbos. The only way you can make a pair of tongues is only with another pair, because you have to hold it in the fire and bang it with a hammer on the other hand. So you need something to hold it. So the tzavsa kamayis the man of it. Who made the first one? The first thing to hold it, the tzavsa. Who made the first tongs, the first tweezers to hold it? Man of it. Hola, Eli. What does it mean? Bari Yishmaim, it must be, it was created first. Omer lo, it's not a raya. Efshi yasena b'tfus, make a form of a tongue, a ve'yakivana kivon, and then you fill it up with melted metal, and that's how you make it. Halai, bury the Adam, he could be buried the Adam. Akaponim, there's a machloikis in this price. So, but one thing is clear, it says, Rav Nechemya Eimer, Afa Ar Vapered, that means the Ar was created Erev Shabbos. So, how can you say it was created Matzah Shabbos, it was created Erev Shabbos, everything more like Kasha. Hob Ar Didon, Hob Ar Digahenim. Ar Didon, Matzah Shabbos. Our fires were created Matzah Shabbos. Ar Digahenim, Erev Shabbos. The Ar of Gehenim was created Erev Shabbos. When it says Erev Shabbos, it means the fire of Gehenim. Right, the Gemara of Ar the Gehenna Erev Shabbos. Every was the Ar Gehenna created Erev Shabbos. V'atay went to the Brisa. Shiva Dvar Nivru Koydim Shiva Ra'il. There were 7 things created before the world was created. Ve'lehein, Torah, V'teshuva, V'gan Eden, V'gehenim. Those 4. V'kisei Kavod, V'sei Mikdash, V'shmoy Shom Mashiach. And the Gemara goes through the Pesukim for each one. Torah, how do you know was created before the world was created? Dechziv, Hashem Kanani, Reishis Darkai. Hashem Kanani is the Chachma. Reish, which is Torah, Reish is the archive before the world was created. Tshuva d'chziv v'terem harm yulad, before the mountains were created. V'chziv toshif enesh adaka v'terem shuv le'adam. It comes to tshuva. Tshuva was before the mountains were created. Gan Eden ha'minu l'chziv ha'ita Hashem l'kim gan be'edem mekedem. Mekedem l'ashem before the world. Gehenem d'chziv ki oruch m'esmal Tifaset, and the pasa lashon of pitui of being convinced, which is the lashon of some of those averes, he lands up in Gehenim, and that's this the word tafta ke'aruch ma'asmal tafta. Tafta is the lashon of Gehenim. It says ma'asmal, which means before the world is created. Kisei kavod abeis mikdash achsiv. Kisei kavod meroim. It's in the place called Meroim, which is the 7th sky. Merishon was created first, and Makom Mikdashenu, and the pasuk ends with Makom Mikdashenu also was created first. So Kisei HaKavod and Makom Mikdashenu were created Merishon before the world, before the earth. Shmoy Shemashiach, the Chsev, Yih Shmoy Le'olam, Lifnei Shemesh Yinun Shemoy. Before the Shemesh Yinun Shemoy, his Malchus will be there. So you see, also again, Lifnei Shemesh was created before the world. So what's the kasha? One of the things are Gehenim. So why are you telling me Gehenim was created? Erev Shabbos Ben HaShemashos, which means on the 6th day of creation, right before Ben HaShemashos, it was created before the world. And for the Gemara, Amri Chalalahu the Nivra Koydim Shnivra Olam V'ar Didei Erev Shabbos. The space of Gehenim that was created before the world. But the fire of Gehenim was Erev Shabbos. So we already have 3 levels already. We have the space of Gehenim was created before the world. Then Erev Shabbos and Shema Shoyis was the fire of Gehenim. Then Matzah Shabbos was the fire of our fire. Prayed the Gemara, but Ardi Day by Erev Shabbos, every was our fire created Erev Shabbos, or the Or of Gehenim created Erev Shabbos. But Ardi Day by Erev Shabbos, every was the Or of Gehenim created Erev Shabbos. But Tanya Reishu Emer, Or Shabara Kars Baruch B'Sheinim V'Shabbos. The Or that Hashem created on the second day of creation, which is the Or of Gehenim, never gets extinguished. Shanaim, it says in the Pasuk, V'yotzev ro'a pigri anoshim. I went out and I saw the Rasha'im, the bodies of Rasha'im, ha'poshim, the Rasha'im's bodies. But kitilatem le'tomus, the worms in their body don't die. They give them pain forever. V'isham lo'yisichpe, and the fire never goes out. V'amu Rabbi Bono, b'rei the Rabbi Ula, p'nima lo'y nema kitoy b'sheinim v'shavos. Why doesn't it say kitoy on the second day of creation? Because the Arsha Gehenim was created that day. Still, even on the second day, it says in Shishi a general thing. Everything is perfect. So, Lamaisa, it's good for Rishon, like Rashi says. And that's why it has some benefits, Gehenim. But Akapon, what do you see from this price? That the Or of Gehenim is created second day creation, not Erev Shabbos. So, Mordechai says, you're right. Ella, there's four different things. Chalala koyim shen v'olam. The chalala was created before the world was created. The ardi day, the fire is created. V'sheni v'shabbos, second day of creation. The ardi don, our fire, machshava olu libaras v'erev shabbos. Hashem planned it to be created on erev shabbos. But nivra, with the actual poil, the actual creation, didn't happen ad matzei shabbos. The Tanya Rishayimer, shnei dvarim olu machshava libaras v'erev shabbos. There were two things that Hashem had machshava to create erev shabbos. Lo nivru ad matzah Shabbos. It was not created till after Shabbos. When matzah Shabbos, not on the Kares Baruch Hu Deya, but Adam Arishon. And matzah Shabbos, the Kares Baruch Hu gave Adam Arishon Deya, me'ein dugma shal ma'ila, and v'hevi shnei avonim. He gave him a little bit Deya like shal ma'ila, divine Deya. V'hevi shnei avonim. Took two stones, v'tachlam zu v'zu, and he rubbed them one to another. V'yitzim ar, and out came the fire. V'hevi shnei behemos. He brought two behemoths, a sus, a horse, and a chamar. And out came a mule. And some say that's why we say atachonim das, we say atacharantonu, atachonim das, because Hashem gave Odom Harisha in das matzah Shabbos. So that's the final pshat we're coming out. The four things are, before creation, Hashem made the chalala of Gehenim. Second day was the fire. Erev Shabbos was the machshava for our fire, and matzah Shabbos, Odom Harisha took it, mekoyach el apoyol, and created fire.
First Shabbos, there was no
Neris. There's no Neris then. They didn't have Neris. Yeah. Yeah.
Are we saying that the Or of Gehenim and the Or of Gehenim are two different?
Yeah, 100%. The two different things. Yeah, and the truth is that even that we'll see maybe soon we'll speak it out. But the Eish that we'll speak it out that the Eish that Hashem created the world also wasn't that fire. It says Shemayim is made of Mayim and Eish. Mashal has the kasha. This Mayim and Eish, the Eish wasn't created till Erev Shabbos, or Matzah Shabbos, how did they make the Shemayim? So the Mashal says, there's something called Eish that's Yisoy. There's a certain type of Eish that's like the part of the world. That's a different type of Eish also. There's really three types of Eish that comes out. Look at the Gemara. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, he argues on this whole braisa. He says, Pered me Ano Hayo. Ano was one of the Enoklach of Esav, the grandchildren of Esav, and he is the one who created the first mule. Shenemar, who anasha motzas hayem b'midvar? They called yemim the mules because they're very scary. If they bite someone, they can hurt someone very bad, like Rashi says in Chumash. Who anasha motzas hayem b'midvar? He is Ono who created these things called mules. Darshim chamurei se'yomrim. The darshim of the psukim of the psukim that are not clear used to say Ono pasul hava. He himself was a mamzer. Think of heavy pasul olam, and therefore he was the one who brought psulim, who brought mamzerim to the world, which is mules. Shenemar. It says in the pasuk, Eila bnei aseir. Ha'chayri, and the pasuk goes further. It says, "El bnei Seir ha'chayri yisharetz loiton v'shoyvel v'tzivayin v'ana." So you see, Chayri is Seir had two kids, Tzivayin and Ana. And then the pasuk says, "El bnei Tzivayin ayiv Ana." So Tzivayin's son is Ana, or it's his brother. What's going on here? And Malame Shabbat Tzivayin al imay v'hoyled mimena Ana. Tzivayin was born his mother, and he had Ana. So really, Ana was Tzivayin's son and his brother through his mother. Now, it comes out, when it says El Bnei HaSeir HaChayri, and it says Ano is the son of Seir HaChayri, it's not true. It's not Seir HaChayri's son. It's Sivan's son. It's Sarah Chayr's wife's son, not his son. So what's Pshat? So Tosfos talks about it. Because you could have said maybe it's a stepson. That's what's called a son. Tosfos says no. Stepson's not called a son. It's called a son because it's his grandchild. And Bnei Banim Reim Kebanim. Pel de Gazach. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. Because Pasuk makes sense. The kid said, Ono came from Tzivon. You know what? I have to be Dalek Abschos. Maybe to Ono. I'm going to tell you something that even the Shvar Malka didn't say. Who's the Shvar Malka? Shvar Malka means like the king, but the king meant the biggest Talmud Chacham. Who is that? Omar Amano Shmuel. That was Shmuel who we passed him like Bedini. I'll say something that the Shvar Malka couldn't even say. And who is that? That's Rava. Amma Krah, what's the drasha? Who honor? Drasha, what's who honor? Who honored the Mikara? The same honor. That's the honor who created Psulim, and he himself was a apostle. Tanra Bonut and Brahis Sasar Dvarim, Ribra Erev Shavu and Hashmash, 10 things were created Erev Shavu and Hashmash, Velahain. Be'er Shemiriam, the water that the Eden drank in the Midbar, Oman, the Keshas is the rainbow, Aksav, Amichtav, we had this before, Aksav means the Tsuras Oisis, Amichtav means the pen that they used to carve out the Oisis, Valuchais, and the Luchais curve of Shemesha, the burial place of Moshe, Marosh, Moshe, Valio, and the Ma'ara, and the cave where Moshe and Yo were when Hashem passed by, Psichus Piyasin, the donkey's mouth, Psichus Piyarthlers, Hashem, and the ground that opened up the swallow, the Kairach, all were created. Erev Shabbos and Hashmash, as Vesh Oimrim, Af Makle Shel Aron, Shkedel Parachel. The stick of Aron that grew nuts and flowers, that was the stick of Aron that they proved that he was the chosen one to be the Kohen Gadol we had after the story of Kairach. Vesh Oimrim Af Mazikim, some said Mazikim also recreated Erev Shabbos and Hashmash. Vesh Oimrim Af Bigdash Adam Rishon, the clothing of Adam Rishon, like Rashi brings down. These clothing of the Rishon went afterwards to Nimrod, afterwards to Esav. And Rashi says that it helped them capture the Chayas. And the Das Kain of Bala Taisa says that Pshat is Azoy, that it had pictures of Chayas in it, and the Chayas thought that he was a Chaya, and he used to come to him, and that's how he was able to capture them very easily. That clothing was also created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes. And another Pshat Rashi says that maybe means the Kostas R. When it says Bigdash Adam Rishon, it means the Kostas R was created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes.